Right now, I know they're waiting. They're online, ready to rock and roll. It's time for Appraise This with Tim Luke and Greg Schramm, the appraisal guys, the frick and frack of Nick and Knack. You'll find them at tqag.com. But right here on a Tuesday morning, sounds like they're slopping around in the pool there. What's going on in there, guys?
He's doing construction or something.
I was going to say.
Oh, I was moving my office chair. But it's kind of like a giant echo chamber. Yeah, it's a giant echo chamber in here because we had all of the furniture removed and put in storage while we did some renovation. I thought it would be easier for everybody to work around, you know, with it was empty. So now every sound is amplified because there's nothing here and everything's bouncing off the walls.
Well, don't move.
Yeah.
I promise.
I second that.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning. So what's going on?
Well, let's see. Tim is actually on his way to
I'm on my way to Tampa.
He's driving this morning instead of flying. That's a novelty.
Well, I flew all last week because last week I was in Kansas City and then New York City for a little while and then back and now going to Tampa for a couple of insurance appraisals, actually. Trying to get those in before we get into the, it's hard to say, but believe I'm saying this, hurricane season, which will be coming up in June. But that's just a short two months away. I mean, it's very close.
Yeah,
they're really starting to gear up for it down here. Down here, it's becoming an annual thing that they do. They start with, get ready, it's coming. And then before you know it, they say only 3 weeks left in hurricane season. So,
yeah.
We haven't heard anything about what's happening this year. So that's a good thing. So we'll see what happens. But so that being said, for the first time, we're kind of a little unprepared because we've been doing this renovation and I said last night, oh, my God, we have a radio show in the morning.
We had construction workers here all day, but which was great, which we're lucky that just getting it done. But the office is all torn apart. All of our – you can just imagine how out of sorts we are with everything. But the point that what Greg was saying is that while we were doing these renovations that we made sure to protect our poster collection because we did not want to have – those pieces exposed to a lot of the dust and possible whatever may happen. We just had it taken away and then it comes back on Wednesday, which, you know, a lot of people, I don't know, may have just covered it up or done this, but we thought, you know, to be responsible in the way that whatever your collection is to really just get it out of harm's way when you can.
No, I just want to interject because people actually, it's one of those things. I don't know if you remember when you got your first car, it's like, oh, this is exciting. And then you find out you had to actually get the oil changed and do all this tedious stuff that.
1949 Volkswagen Bug.
Okay.
That was my first car.
But I just remember being absolutely, it was fun buying the car and I liked driving it. It just was a real pain in my backside.
The maintaining.
Right. And who knew that you had to spend, it was thought you'd spend like happily a couple hours sitting at a dealership smelling burnt coffee in the, just because, no one ever mentioned that bit.
What?
You paint such a glorious picture.
What? Yeah, you must have been to our car dealership because that's exactly what it is.
You know something?
It brings up an interesting point, Jill, and that is, you know, everybody hears us talk about connoisseurship and they think that's such a big word and they think, oh, well, that doesn't go for me. I mean, what do I need? Why do I need to be a connoisseur for? What do I need to take care of this stuff for? But, you know, you really do because a lot of this stuff that people collect has to only be replaced through auction as opposed to just going to the local art store and buying something, you know, like a decorator store.
Right, moreover.
So connoisseurship is a very important part of maintaining a collection. So
all you have to do is spray like Windex on something with a plexi frame, and you'll know what we're talking about.
yes.
No, but these are little things that is, so that was my point. Exactly. Your stuff, such as it is, has to be taken. You know, it has to be maintained. It has to be taken care of. It has to be cleaned and dusted properly, etc. And
so that brings up another interesting point, and that is, you can do all of that, but every so often you really need to take the pieces down, inspect them for any kind of damage due to the elements that you might not normally see, especially if they're paper. Paper in particular has a tendency to get a fungus on it that once it starts, it's virtually impossible to stop it from spreading. And if you don't take care of that, the value not only diminishes, but it can totally go from spread from one piece to another. And that's something that a lot of people don't even think about.
It's also inherent in the piece, because we had a poster that was framed with this really nice exotic wood. The framer was like, oh, this is a really great wood. It comes from South Africa. America. South America and Brazil wood. And it was matched. It just was beautiful, beautiful. And we kept seeing little bits of what looked like sawdust on the floor below the frame, and just little bits, and was like, what is that? So after about a couple of months cleaning up after this, we looked at this, and it was coming from the frame, and we called the framer, and they said, yeah, there was a recall on that beautiful wood, because there were inside the wood, there were the woodworms that when it, you know, they lay dormant while it's cold or wherever the, and then in the house, of course, it was a temperate environment, and they started to come to life.
I'm sorry.
Through the frame.
Yeah, but this comes under the heading of you can't make this stuff up. Like,
knew? You can. But those are things that we look for, even as appraisers, and also when you're taking items under consideration for valuation to be sold, and you want to look for these things, because sometimes it's not just the piece, it could be inherent in the piece, and so you have to look for those
this
you have
is
to know
moving.
These little things.
Was
it moving?
You know, another thing for people to remember also is you really should connect yourself with somebody who is good at all of these different areas that make a piece complete. So you really need to find a framer who knows what he's talking about. If there is an issue with the frame, they know how to fix it. They know what the problem is. And also you need to make sure that the piece that's in the frame
is protected.
It also has someone who can help you should there be a damage, or there should be some sort of a deficiency that can be repaired before it gets too late. Because once it gets to a certain point, it not only diminishes the value, but it makes it more difficult to bring it back. So it's not enough just to have a nice piece of furniture or a nice piece of art, antique furniture or art in your house. And we keep saying this all the time, the responsibility is, it's never ending. It's never ending. You really
should.
Yeah.
Right. It keeps going.
It's not to put anybody off it. It's just really to say that after X number of years of screenage, and I'm really getting done with, I'm so done after all of this time, like watching these things happen with absolutely no backstory. You know, you're sitting, you're looking at all these people doing XYZ, and there is no sense of what goes into XYZ. And people by and large just think that it's like, okay, I'm going to opine on that and then move on to the next. When you are actually trying to do something called life, these bits are really important when you are, you know, there's a responsibility for maintaining this, these objects.
Sure. And part of the reason.
They fall through the cracks sometimes because, as you say, Jill, life gets in the way. So there are these things. And to go back to your metaphor about, you know, it's nice to sit in a showroom and see a nice, shiny car. It's no different in anything that you collect. Nothing. It's the
right.
Exact
and,
same.
And the reason that you want to do that is this, which leads me to the last thing, is that on Thursday, I'll be flying to Vineland, New Jersey, to Bertoia Auctions. And one of where they have a number of antique toys and bears and holiday items and just a variety of things that are in really great condition that have been maintained. And one of the pieces that is in the sale is a mechanical bank that goes back to a collector that was from Faustoria. Actually, it was Mr. Emmerine, and he was a bank president or bank, yeah, I think it was the president of the local bank.
And my hometown.
He collected mechanical banks in Greg's hometown. And Greg and I went and tracked down, and we didn't find the actual bank when we were, remember that, Greg? It was a while ago. But we did find the little Faustoria Historic Center, and they had photos of the bank collection and everything. And then in 98, I was the auctioneer for a number of these banks, and this bank is coming right back up now, 20 years later. Is that, 2018. Yeah, 20 years later. And it'll be interesting to see how that does. However, I will say that whoever has held on to it over these years has maintained it and really has taken great care to make sure that it goes on to the next person in good condition.
All right.
Yeah, and just this is going to be another one of those to be continued because, of course, we're out of time.
Yeah, I'll let you know how that sells because it's estimated at $100,000 to $200,000. So it'll be interesting to see what it sells for.
All right. And Greg, your responsibility the next week is to put up soundproofing.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. I know. I can't stand to hear my own voice reverberate. It's really disheartening, I must tell you.
Oh, my gosh.
All right.
We'll speak to you next week.
Have a good week,
guys. Okay, have a great
week. Take care. Bye. Tim Luke, Greg Schramm, the appraisal guys, the frickin' frack of Nick and Knack with Appraise This here on Robin Hood Radio.